Yeah, I did. Cool.
How's the ankle feeling?
It's feeling okay. It's getting better and better every day.
Feel like you'll be out there tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a test tomorrow, see how I feel, get out there, run a little bit, and practice.
Describe what the pain level's like.
Well, it's not, I don't think it was real severe on Sunday, so I feel a lot better than what it felt there, so it's feeling pretty good.
How much did it swell up?
It didn't really swell up a whole lot. It swelled up a little bit. It's just same ankle I've been going through it with since my rookie year, so situation I've been going through it, so I know how to get it better and get it ready for the game.
How important is it to you to be a guy who plays 16 games every year and doesn't have those nicks and bumps along the way that can keep you out?
It's very important. I think every year everybody get nicks and bumps and things like that. It's just situation, how well you able to take care of your body and how well you able to get ready for a Sunday.
You think you're a go on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Okay. I mean, how much do you take pride in the fact that David asked you about your being able to play? You take pride in the fact that you never missed a game because of injury, and how hard you think that is to do for a running back in this game?
Yeah, I take pride in that. Just show that I'm durable and can play a 16-game season. And it's a situation where I know it's our last game, and I know we're not going to playoffs or anything like that, but I still want to go out there and fight with my teammates.
I know it's a little bit of a long shot, but 168 yards, I think it is, would give you 7,000 for your career. The only guys that have ever done that in their first 5 years is Dickerson and Tomlinson and Emmitt Smith. How nice would it be to join that type of company?
That would be very nice. Anytime you can set a record and have your name up there with Hall of Famer type of guys like that, it's always a great accomplishment to have under your belt.
Would it mean a lot to you to break Earl Campbell's record, too? 164 for that franchise record for yards in the first 5 years of
my
career.
Yeah, anytime somebody set a record, you gotta understand that there's gonna be somebody out there that's gonna break it. So anytime I can accomplish another record, it's a great thing and a great opportunity to be out there, have your name out there with those guys.
CJ, you talked a little bit about it last week, and I know it's been a topic all season long, but have you heard from anyone in the front office saying, you know, hey, you, despite the clause in your contract, we definitely want you back next year?
Not sure. It's just a situation where, you know, just focus on this last game right now and let the puzzle fall wherever it falls, you know.
Do you worry about, you know, the changes that could happen around this team in this offseason?
No, I can't worry about that. Because we done had so many changes during the season. If you go, we lost offense coordinator, then Jake starting, he get hurt. We have Matt come in, then Jake's come back. And we, I think, like from 6 to 7 different offensive linemen have played due to injury. So in situations now I can worry about it. I can really just, all I can worry about is the team and trying to get a victory.
Did you feel slighted about not making the Pro Bowl at all?
Of course. You know, any player that's given their all and feel like they deserve to be there and don't get selected there, you know, it's going to be upset about it. But situation, it's nothing you could do but just in the offseason work harder and try to make it the next year.
You respect the three backs who did make it, though, Charles, Foster, Rice?
I respect those guys. You know, they out here competing just like I am. Those guys had good seasons, so the situation, I guess, they had more votes. So you just got to live with it and try and get better for next year.
You an alternate?
I'm not sure.
How do you think the guys just maybe looked at the season you guys were having and that – control, although Jamal Charles made it on a bad Chiefs team, but how you think that players come up with who makes those teams and who doesn't?
You know, it's all about the voting. You know, a lot of guys, they get a lot of fan votes and things like that, and that helped them out a lot. So it's just a situation where it go from fan vote, coaches vote, and players vote, and a lot of times not all about how good you do during the season. Is just about how many votes you can get.
This has been a challenging year for you. I mean, having to learn so many
new offensive linemen along the course of the way. I mean, how tough has that been for you to try to have some success dealing with that?
Yeah, it's been challenging, but the situation, I like to step up to the plate and like to overcome things. So anytime an obstacle is in front of me, I like to leap over it and just continue to work hard and try to make the best out of the whole situation.
Be good to go out on with a win on Sunday?
Oh, definitely be good to go out with a win, just to at least have some momentum and hopefully have something to look forward to, and just go out there and have a good game with my teammates that I know I'm going to have for this year, because you know every year situation has changed. Everybody's not back, or everybody's not on the team, starting from players, coaches, everybody. So the situation, you never know if you're going to be with these guys again. So just go out there and give it all for the last game.
Thanks, CJ.